Okay, hello, 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 and good afternoon. It's good afternoon in London, it's good afternoon in Spain, and it's good evening. It might be good evening or good morning, wherever you are in the world listening to Tea with Lily. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Ali Meehan, founder of Costa Women, who has joined me on the Magic Sofa. Ali, thank you for agreeing to come on the show. How are you?
I'm good, Lily, and thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be here with my cup of tea, because you can have tea at any time of day. In my world, you can have tea at any time of day.
Indeed, indeed. And what's the weather like today in Marbella?
Today, it's gorgeous, but we have had a lot of rain. So.
Okay.
But today, it's gorgeous.
The London weather hasn't been that great. Well, we had 10 degrees last week, or even 14, and then the next minute was 4 degrees, the very next day. So we're all a little bit confused in our heads, and you can imagine what the wardrobe situation is like.
Absolutely.
It's awful. One minute you've got thick boots, and the next minute you think, oh God, is this summertime already?
Well, it's actually been very weird in Spain as well. So it isn't just London. We've had the wettest and least sunny March that I can remember. So
really?
Yeah. So I think it's a global problem.
Oh, well, it just makes things very difficult to plan if you have this, especially if you're traveling. Okay, so as the British do, we talk a lot about weather to get
absolutely and tea.
It's something we do. We have to get that out of the way. So I'm going to do a quick intro of Ali's background, and she is a social entrepreneur and founder of award-winning Costa Women, the largest social networking community for women living in or planning or moving to Spain. Costa Women was won Best of British Social Club by the Telegraph and Expat Stars Award from My Currency Transfer. Ali was also highlighted as the top Twitter account for expat advice by the Telegraph and has a social media reach of 25,000. Ali, that's huge.
It is pretty big.
25,000, that's a lot of followers. Fantastic. Yeah. But that's not all. Ali is a founding member of Typical Non-Spanish, a group which celebrates all that is good about life in Spain. Spain is where Ali has now settled after traveling the globe over the last 20 years, working in Australia and the Middle East and Asia as well. As you know, this is Tea with Lily, and it's also the social enterprise of Lynx Media, where it's a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. The aim of the show is to amplify brand stories all over the world. And today we are in Marbella in Spain. So welcome to Marbella in Spain. And we're visiting Marbella, and the wonderful Ali has set up Costa Women. And I just want to find out, Ali, why that and what started it all?
Okay, well, I started Costa Women because it met a need that I had. And actually, I think that's a good way of starting a business, because if you've got a need that you want filling, then what better way than to start a business that fills it? So we were living in the Middle East at the time, and I was coming back to Spain and thought, well, I want to make some friends. So how about I create a network that connects other women, and then I can make some friends? So I was really no mates and decided to create a network, and wanted also to use some of the skills and experiences that I'd learned from my years as an expat, because as you will have gathered from Lily's introduction, I've lived in various places overseas, so that they've all brought their own challenges and experiences and fun. So the idea was to create a space to connect with other women. And that's what Costa Women is today.
Yes. How long ago was this, Ali?
I started that in 2010. So we came back 2009. I started 2010. And in September, we will celebrate the anniversary.
Oh, this coming September?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming, definitely coming to come and have a bit of a boogie. Will it be like a daytime thing, or will it be an evening thing? What are you planning?
We'll probably have an evening type event, and probably raise some money for charity, because that's always good to give back to other people. And there's always a good chance for a boogie. You never can have enough time for boogie.
Oh, that should be amazing. I look forward to hearing more about that. So this organization, Costa Women, is obviously not your first, as we mentioned earlier. So you must have worked for some great companies as well as yourself. So tell us a bit about how those experiences have influenced your work today.
Yeah, well, I started when I left school. I worked 17 years in a legal practice. Mm. And that was my first experience of using a computer. 1986, they brought in a computer, stuck it on my desk and said, could you just learn how to use that, but don't let it interfere with your work? that was fun. And then I worked...
That must have been a desktop rather than...
It was a desktop. Yeah. So I've gone through the whole plethora of a manual typewriter, golf balls, those computers that they were like word processors that used to stick a disk into, a floppy disk into.
Oh, yes. Was it WordPerfect? Do you remember
WordPerfect? Yeah, I do remember Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, I'm showing my age now.
Because in those days, working for a law firm, you needed to have a lot of precedents, so the easiest way to get those was off a CD. So yeah, floppy disks, not even CDs, they were floppy in those days. And then I went and had a sabbatical, because I'd been working for them for so long, they let me have time off for a sabbatical, and I went to live in Australia for a while. Okay. And decided when I came back, I had to come back because my father had Alzheimer's. So when I came back, I was headhunted for a job in Surrey to work in marketing and as an export manager.
Okay.
So that was more opportunity for me to travel the world, which was great. And did that for 5 years. And then I left that company and worked for 9 years for a business development consultancy who were based in the Middle East. And that's quite a fun story. The first day I started working for them, the guy that owned the company came in, swept in as he would do, and fired the guy that had employed me, closed the office down.
Oh no.
And whenever I see him, we still chuckle about my reaction. Was like, oh, this is a great place to work in my first day, and everyone's just got fired. And he said, if you want to stay on, because this was 2000, and he had just been to an e-business seminar. So be careful what seminars your bosses go to. An e-business seminar that basically said that where future working was for people to work from home.
Okay.
And we had a very expensive office in Cobham in Surrey, and there was no need really to have that office. We very rarely saw clients there. So he just decided, let's kill the overhead and get everybody to work from home.
Wow.
Which was quite unusual in 2000. Those were the early days of home workers.
Yeah.
I had the first broadband brought into my home in Dorking in Surrey. There weren't many of us around. There was no co-working spaces in those days because it was just too new. So we used to use Regis to get our post and answer phone
calls. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So this is a going back in history, isn't it?
We forget, though, how much what we've done in the past has sort of helped the resilience and stuff.
Absolutely. And
a challenge is just often temporary. We have to find ways of getting on with it.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I was talking to a lady on Friday who had just started to use Instagram, and she was saying to me that, you know, she was worried about what to say in the post, and she kept editing it, and correcting her spelling and stuff. And I said, but don't you remember when you first had Facebook? You know, in first Facebook days, people were like, I'm not going to post. Oh, I posted.
Yeah.
And somebody's commented. I can't look to see what they've commented. So we do easily forget that we pick up skills on the way. And now, you know, we just say, oh, I can do that. But in 5-10 years ago, they were amazing skills, you know. And we, as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, we pick up things and run with them. And, you know, quite quickly, they become second nature to us. But actually, they were quite big things to learn.
Yeah, I mean, talking about Instagram, I had an Instagram account maybe about four or five years ago. My nephew set it up for me and I never used it. And then I went to a class of some sort about 18 months ago. So my Instagram account is really only 18 months old. And I find it easier because the videos are 1 minute. Everything short, sharp. You can get your message out very quickly. And you can link it to Facebook and just do both with one. So for me, I love Instagram because of its simplicity.
Yeah.
So I use it as my lead into most of my Facebook posts.
Okay.
I love it for that. But I don't know what you think about that as a social media guru-ess, whether it's a good thing or not, but that's what I'm doing, that's what I find easy.
Yeah, the only issue with it can be that Facebook prefer you to post native posts on their platform. So it could affect your reach for a specific post if you're posting from Instagram to Facebook, but then they are interlinked a bit more than they used to be now, so maybe they're not so bothered about it. And if you are posting, just be careful if you end up with thousands of hashtags, because people don't tend to read those. So try and keep your hashtags at the end of your Instagram posts.
Yeah, I think the message there was that you put the hashtags as a comment.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than the post itself. So maybe a couple of hashtags in the post itself, but then the long ones become, so you still have to go back, I think, in Facebook or Instagram to put those hashtags. So that's sort of what I do, but it's all new, isn't it? New stuff.
Yeah, I know it's all new stuff. Yeah, I haven't been using Instagram that long either, but I do like it, like you.
Yeah.
It's a great platform and nice and easy to comment and like other people's posts too. So
yeah, and I think you can get away with emojis and then that's it, just love or smile or like, or you know, and then that's it. You don't have there isn't that big dialogue as there is on Facebook. But yeah, let's move away from let's come back. So Ali, You've done really, really well, and you can't have done that without being exceptional at something. So what is it that you do, and do you fancy sharing that great thing that you do that you keep in your secret weapon?
Well, I think my secret weapon probably is networking.
Yeah.
It's something that I love doing. I love connecting women and making collaborations and thinking, you know, well, that woman could work with that lady, not necessarily competition, because I don't do competition. I don't believe in this day and age we have competition. I believe that we all do things very uniquely, and it's definitely our uniqueness that makes our businesses successful. So I try to connect with as many women's networking groups that are in Spain as possible and share their stuff and support them too. Because what my group do may not appeal to everybody, so why not give them, you know, women more choice? That's how I see it.
And maybe even the demographic of your group might be different to other women's groups. So and that is very healthy, like you say, in this day and age. You know, we all do things differently, and if you worry so much about your competition, you will not move forward, because you'll be looking behind you all the time.
Yeah.
So yes, and I've seen you do that, so I can definitely vouch for that. This is a fun one, Ali. Imagine you're sitting in front of a careers officer as a 16-year-old school leaver. Looking back, what would you have said to that person you wanted to be back in the day?
Well, interestingly, I went to an all-girls school. I went to a technical high school in Canterbury. And our careers advice was wonderful. She basically said, you're all going to get married anyway, so there's no need for you to have any careers.
Oh, my goodness.
So the girl that was in my class who wanted to be a doctor, she was like, well, there's, you know, you're aiming far too high, just be a nurse.
Oh, my.
And it was horrific. I mean, now, you know, that would never, well, I hope it would never happen. But in the day, that was what happened. So we weren't encouraged to go to university. We weren't encouraged to stay on for sick form. We were just, whatever you said you wanted to do, the answer was, oh, no, go into hospitality, hotel catering, that's the place for you. Yeah. I think traditional female roles in the day. So secretarial, hotel catering, nursing, and that was it. So
that's a shame, though, and it probably it hasn't helped, you know, the woman's but I suppose that's all they knew then. That's all they knew then, but things have changed and they are definitely changing. And which is a good thing. So this is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the fabulous Ali Mihan of Costa Women in Marbella, Spain. And her mantra, which I absolutely, absolutely love, is someday is not a day of the week. Where'd you get that from? I love it.
Yeah, it's a lady that, I've forgotten her name now, which is slightly embarrassing, but yeah, it's her quote. And I just think it's an amazing quote.
I love it.
Yeah, because we all say, the other one is the Sunday Islands. You know, one day we're going to go and live on the Sunday Islands and enjoy living overseas, but it never happens. So someday isn't a day of the week. You have to live today and live every today as much as you can.
I remember that. So you do all this networking, but really, what would you say your typical client is like? Because you must see a lot of women. Do you have a particular client, and what would their profile be like?
Well, I'm very lucky in that the typical profile of a Costa Women member is virtually me. So it makes it so much easier for my marketing. So obviously a female, English speaker, although not necessarily has to have English as their first language, because we have groups in every language, from Russian to Finnish to Spanish, all the different languages. Around about 50 to 60 is the average age of a Costa Woman member, so my sort of age, who's living or planning on moving to Spain and looking for social or business connections and support.
Okay.
Which was why I set it up in the first place.
So that's a really specific niche. The only thing that I wanted to ask, in terms of percentage, how many of those are business connections or social connections in terms of percentage?
It's probably about 50-50, to be honest, because even... business women want to be social as well. So we do define the events. So if it's a social event, I ask that they don't, you know, thrust business cards in each other's faces and use this, what I call the spray and pray mentality, that you throw a business card anywhere around the room and hope someone catches it.
The spray mentality.
Spray and pray. So you go to a networking event, I still see it now. You know, women go to a networking event and they just want to give their business card out to as many people as possible in as short as time as possible. So they're spraying it around the room and they just pray that it lands somewhere where someone might want their services.
Spray and pray. Can I steal that one, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't pray. Oh, I love that. So what have been the highlights of your career so far, Ali?
I think I'm very fortunate. When I look at young people nowadays, how difficult it is to, you know, even if you go to university, you've got no guarantee of getting the job in the sector that you study at university. Mm. But I've been very fortunate. I've had a very diverse career. I've loved every part of my career. All of the jobs I've worked in, I've really loved, and they've all taught me something different. In fact, I think they've all geared me up for entrepreneurial life, because whether it was writing at a legal practice or marketing glass products, or living in the Middle East and marketing and working with, I had a community there of male oil people. You know, they've all given me something that I can carry forward into Coastal Women. So I think I've been very fortunate. And I think that the time that I've been in business, so much has changed. I mean, it probably will do in the next 20 years, but you know, for everything from, as we were saying earlier, from manual typewriters through to mobile phones, you don't need, there's so many people now that don't even have a laptop. They just use their mobile phone.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot on my mobile phone now, a lot more than I used to before. Before it was, you know, you used it to answer your phones, but now you can create adverts and what have you using various apps on your phone. It makes it very easy. Before, people would say having a laptop business lifestyle or something like that. But even that is getting dated, right?
No,
it's all about tablets and mobile.
I still
like the idea of being able to type on a keyboard.
Do you like
that as well?
No, I much prefer it. I'm very fingers and thumbs on I mean, I watch the kids with, you know, just using their thumbs, which is incredible. But no, I'm still very much a hands-on person on a laptop.
So tell us, you've had this recent event for International Women's Day called Make It Happen. And I think that's where we met a couple of years ago. How did it go this year?
It went very well. We had over 130 women this time.
Wow.
We had 9 different speakers covering everything from confidence to Instagram, to making you the center of your business, creating a product around your business. So all sorts of different topics. And it was, it was a great event again. And you always come away with an armful of things that you want to implement. But the good thing is to write them down straight after the event and then gradually spread them out over a year, because otherwise you just get overwhelmed and you don't do any of them. So I was trying to encourage the ladies to, you know, write them all down, everything they wanted to do, but, you know, spread it out. Don't think I've got to do it tomorrow.
What was the one thing that stood out for you at the conference this year?
Things I'm not doing correctly. We were very fortunate to have Melanie Dorado come and join us, who's one of the LinkedIn experts. She's written an Amazon book, which is a bestseller about LinkedIn.
Great.
And to realise I'm not using LinkedIn correctly. That's something to go and sort out. That's on my list of things to do.
LinkedIn is one of those places that I am also quite passionate about, as you know. And somebody once said to me, in fact, recently, because I'm doing LinkedIn workshops, and she said to me, it's not even using, I'm just scared of it. I just look at it and just run away. I just didn't know that you can do so much without being seen, but still keep at it on a regular basis. So, and again, her thing was that I'm going to go back and I'm going to try and log in every day and try and do this every day, change profile. So what I tend to do is after the class, I offer as part of the thing a review of their profile.
Right, yeah.
The week after. So they don't have time to sit on it.
No.
So yeah. I give them a week to turn it round, and that's when, because after that I can't be extending that help. And normally my classes are around 10 people, but normally just a couple of people follow through, which is interesting. Maybe about three or four people will follow through.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So your guilty pleasure, Miss Ellie, it can't be all work. What do you do for fun?
Well, during the summer, obviously I'm living in the most fabulous place, so I head to the beach. And from about April to October, we have a beach bed reserved for one day a week. And there I just sit and read and watch the waves and take some time out for me.
So which day of the week is a special day then?
Normally it's Sundays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That must be Sundays such fun.
Yeah.
And which beach is that?
So we've got a beach at the end of my road. So we go down there in April and say, right, we want this beach bed saved every Sunday from now until October.
So that's fantastic. That is a dream, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what networking is all about, you know, knowing the name of the guy that owns the beach.
Yeah.
To make sure you get the best treatment. Mm.
That's amazing. I am envious. So this is Tea with Lily again, and I'm here with the fabulous Ali Meehan, who says, and whose mantra is, that some day is not a day of the week, a mantra I'm going to steal and not apologize for it at all. So let's wrap up. So everybody, Ali, supports charities often for personal reasons. Which charities do you support and why?
We mainly, Coastal Women support as many charities as we can, but normally they are Spanish-based charities, because I think as a community we need to give back really to Spain for having to put up with us living here, and it's good to network within that community. So yeah. For the International Women's Day, we supported AMASUFIG, which is a domestic violence support unit based in Malaga. We also have worked with Bancasol Alimentos, which is a food bank, which provide meals for people in the Malaga area.
Okay.
Angeles de la Noche does a similar service. So they actually buy chickens at Christmas and hand those out to poor people. So that's a really nice project to get involved with.
Yeah. That's lovely.
And then we've got a couple of hospices, because hospices are not they don't have hospices in Spain.
Oh, okay.
So there's one that has been set up by an English lady called Cudeca, because her husband died of cancer. So she created the first ever hospice in Spain. And now there will be hopefully a new one in Granada with a charity called Acampalia. So we're trying to work with them as well. But there's so many opportunities to give back that we try and take as many of them as we can.
They all sound amazing, and you know, there's nothing. People say giving back to charity could be one way, but I tend to be both ways. If you're nice to people, there's a feel good thing about it as well. So I applaud everybody who gives, no matter what you can, every little helps somebody else who's less fortunate. So thank you on their behalf from us in London. How can our listeners, Ali, contact you or connect with you if they want further advice on, you know, building a community or even moving to Spain?
Okay, well, they can find me most places just putting in Costa Women into Google. We're Costa Women everywhere. So we've got costawomen.com is the website. And then Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. Most of it is social media handles are Costa Women. Women, not woman, so women.
Women.
Women, yeah. And if they want to send me a friend request on Facebook, that's fine too. I look forward to connecting with anybody who wants you know, to hear more about Spain and building communities.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ali. Now, what are the top three tips that you can leave us with in terms of networking?
Okay, so my first is listen first. Mm-hmm. So you're born with two ears and one mouth, usually in that proportion. and don't feel you have to immediately jump in and tell everybody what you do. Hang around a bit, especially if you're on social media platforms. And do a bit of stalking before you engage with people. You know, find out who are the people that you want to connect with and engage with, and then move forward from there. Another top tip would be as helpful as possible. So send articles and information you think that the person that you're stalking or interested in, you want to connect with, would be interested in.
Yeah.
Because that always, you know, they'll remember you then because you were helpful. The same if you're in Facebook groups. You know, if you're in Facebook groups for your specific niche, try and be as helpful as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's a good way for people to come and find out who you are. And really be the go-to person with advice about your niche without being salesy. So, you know, it's not about selling. It's about connecting and sharing and collaborating rather than being salesy. I've got a lovely quote. Being successful at networking is realizing to get where you are going, you have to help other people get to where they're going. And that's absolutely by J. Kelly Holy. Yeah. That's a great quote, but that's, you know, that's what it's all about, is helping
people. Helping others whilst you're, I agree with that. So the three tips are, tip number one, listen first. Three tips for networking, listen first. It's tip number one. Tip number two is to be helpful. And tip number three is to be the go-to person for advice. So without being salesy. I will remember all three. Now, Ali, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know you're a very, very busy woman. So thanks for joining me on the Magic Sofa. It's been quite educational in terms of the things that we can do for ourselves as entrepreneurs, as professionals, in especially in the new country, you know, how you round who is who in a new place. It can be quite lonely and scary. So knowing that you are the go-to person, I'm going to send all my friends who are just coming by, whether it's holiday, you never know. It might be a holiday.
Yeah, fabulous.
Change into an idea to, because I guess most of my friends will be over 50. So they will be your ideal target group. Until next time, I'll be here in London or Accra chatting to the founder of Little Angels Trust, Lavinia Inim. The charity supports kids from Great Ormond Street in London all the way to Colibri Hospital in Accra. And her passion for helping sick children is legendary. I can't wait to speak to her.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. I've also known her for a while, but she just gives and gives and gives. And but then isn't it what we all do, Ali? You know, we all give in different ways, and her sweet spot is sick children.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, and I'm looking forward to that. But thank you all for listening, and if you're ever in Spain or you're thinking of moving to Spain, there's only one woman that you need to speak to, and that is Ali Rian. So people, until next time, keep smiling, work your quirks, and always, always work good. Ali Mihan, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon.